from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Happy Fresh Fridays. It is the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. This Fresh Friday is flying on by.
Flying.
It really is.
Wait a minute, real quick, though. I don't know. We didn't get to it in the news. I don't know if it's in the newscast, but I'm getting rumors and hearing. Is there going to be a Dick's Burgers in Fedway?
Yes. I don't think that's a rumor. I think the company announced it. I saw it in headlines yesterday.
And my question to Chef, since you be cooking up the show, why is that not top five news stories of the day?
Well, it's a ninth restaurant for Dick's. It plans to open in 2023. So they just basically announced that it's going to happen.
Oh, woo-wee.
Also, I don't live in Federal Way. To be transparent.
So wait a minute. So because you don't live down in Federal Way, you don't want to report on news down here? You got a problem with the folks down south?
Nah, I just wanted to wind you up.
I must say, though, having gone to Federal Way a bunch of different times, Federal Way has all the choices when it comes to restaurants.
Oh,
of course, Dick's would open there. They've got so many great choices.
That's where I go for a little Red Lobster.
Yes, there you go.
Nick, you know about that Red Lobster?
Chef,
cheddar biscuits?
The snob de cuisine.
He sure is
no snob.
He is laughing about this.
Hey, would snobs eat pig feet and intestines?
That's disrespectful, too. You know what, Chef? There's been some subliminal shots at me today, and I don't like it.
Anyway, you know what? Since we're already off the rail, just want to remind you guys, we posted on our G and Ursula Show Facebook page. Now, a bunch of you, when we said we were going to do the day of service on May 21st, a bunch of you texted in, said, count me in. Let us know if you don't do Facebook, because then we'll at least, I'm happy to sign you up. I've signed G up. I've signed Chef up. I've signed my husband up. I know Brian from Bellevue has signed up. But G and Ursula Show Facebook page, we picked the Fremont graffiti and cleanup and beautification of Fremont Street. And so, again, that's just a couple of hours, and we want you guys to join us, because then after that, we are going to do a little get-together. It's kind of a little meet-and-greet.
That would be fun. A lot of you guys that text in all the time, I would love to meet and hang out with you. And what better way to hang out than clean up, everybody clean up.
Exactly. So that's May 21st, but we need to sign up now, because tons of people have signed up already. And when you do sign up, whether you choose the one that's with us, just let us know that you're going to be out there, because we'll tell you later where we're going to meet, because we need to just formalize that too. But just let us know. Go on the G and Ursula Show Facebook page or text us if you want to join us so we can put your name down.
Let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
It's Friday. We got to start light. I want to talk about dogs, Ursula and G. Is it nature or nurture? We have talked about the disposition of certain breeds of dogs, like pit bulls, and whether you can actually label certain breeds as dangerous. Well, let's turn to science for a potential answer. In the largest ever study of its kind, geneticists with the University of Massachusetts find your dog's personality has very little to do with its breed. So researchers analyzed genetics from several thousand dogs, as well as talked to 18,000 dog owners, and they find that, yes, some behaviors, like, say, howling or pointing or showing friendliness towards strangers, does have a little bit of a genetic basis, but that's actually not passed down from breed lines. It's passed down from the parents of the dogs. And when it comes to aggressive behaviors, they find that there's no genetic basis linking aggressive behaviors to breeds. G. Scott, do you buy those findings?
Absolutely. But I want to be clear about something. And I don't mean to go deep here, but I got to say it. Do you know that there used to be experts, psychologists, and people that used to tell folks that black people were less than, that they were inferior, that they were animals? Like, people that were experts used to say these things. I don't mean to go that far to with that, but I just want to say when it comes to breeds and or dogs, it comes down to how they are nurtured. It comes down to the owners and the environment of that, where that animal is doing. And so this whole idea that, oh my goodness, this breed is worse than this breed. Come on, y'all. It's 2022. We got to wake up.
It's hard for me to argue against science when you say it's the biggest study of its kind. But if I were to just look at, and I am a dog owner, and if I were just to look at the dogs that we've owned, same people, same family, same thing, there were definitely different temperaments for different breeds. We had poodles growing up all throughout my childhood. They were all kind of frenetic. They were the little mini toy poodles. Mm-hmm. They were so sweet, but they were just very excitable. Okay. I've got a golden retriever. He is just as loving as can be. Just such a people person. We've had German shepherds, people person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A people dog. We've had German shepherds. I was afraid of some of my German shepherds because they were tough. And they were great guard dogs, but as such, they were, you know. So there were, what I see is, I can't imagine that all of that was nurturing. That I think just inherently, nature, there's certain breeds. I mean, when you look to hey, what kind of, I'm looking at Great Dane right now. So Great Dane's temperaments, generally friendly, reserved, devoted, loving, gentle. If I were to look up, let's say, give me another one.
Let's go with bulldog.
Bulldog personality.
Yes. Let's see. Very large. Somewhat portly. They don't like to go the whole walk. You have to carry them half the way home. And that might be linked to genetics because they've been bred to the point where their nostrils are so small they can't get enough oxygen in their lungs to get up.
Yeah. So I'm not going to fight the science on this, but just my experience might tell me differently.
See, here's my hypothesis on this. You brought up, say, for example, the poodles that tended to be very frenetic, right? There are certainly genetic factors and breed factors that weigh in on physical makeup. And so a certain type of dog may tend to be fat, like a bulldog, or a dog might have a lot of fast twitch muscle, like a greyhound, or it might have a lot of powerful muscle, like a German shepherd. Mm-hmm. But I think what's really going on is self-selection. You ever see those pictures of people with their dogs, and there's this trope that, you know, people tend to pick out dogs that look like them, and sometimes, and it's almost to a creepy extent where the dog looks like the owner? Well, golden retrievers are maybe considered family dogs because they were marketed that way, and so a bunch of families bought golden retrievers, mm-hmm. and they treated them well, and they had to deal with some rambunctious kids and everything, but they were in happy, loving homes. People who wanted an aggressive dog to guard their junkyard got bulldogs and things like that. And so I think there's a certain factor of human selection when it comes to breeds. And that might actually be shaping our perceptions more than anything else. And I don't quite buy that there's no nurture or no nature aspect to this.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, can you really say that, you know, certain types of humans are more aggressive? Oh. And just based on where they're raised, et cetera, or genetics? I don't buy
genetics,
that.
No. Nurturing, yes. Environment, yes. People you hang around with, yes.
One question, though. Does Scooter retrieve? Because one of the examples that they point to is that golden retrievers, well, there's a lot of golden retrievers that don't retrieve at all.
Scooter does not like to retrieve. He'll get the ball twice, and then he's done. He goes running back into the house. I'm like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be a retriever.
All right, let's move on here. G. Scott, you don't have one of those spy devices in your house that listens to everything you do, right? It's called Alexa. You don't have one of those?
I can't stand that thing. And it's in here. It's only because Lillian got in there. And that's why I'd be wondering. So I'm telling you right now, if anybody wants to snitch on me when I need to have real conversations, I step on outside.
All right.
Yeah, I step outside because I don't trust these little devices. Why is the music just turning on for no reason? I didn't tell you to say anything. And then if I say Alexa off and it turns off. Creepy. Some of y'all say Cairo. You want to listen to Cairo Radio. And then all of a sudden, the G and Ursula show shows up.
And we like that. So don't stop that.
We don't stop that. But however, the discussions and the conversation, step on outside.
All right. Yeah. Well, for the paranoid minded like G. Scott, your suspicions have been confirmed. Amazon has been found to be using data from Alexa collected within your home, whether you're tucking your kids into bed or talking over the dinner table, that they are using to serve up targeted ads. G, my question, though, because we always worry about data privacy, but what's it really being used for mostly? It's serving up ads. Is that mostly creepy, or is it actually helpful to see products and services displayed to you on the internet that might actually be useful to you in your life?
I don't know what's been going on lately, but boy, these targeted ads have been really knocking it out of the park for me. Because I got to tell you, all this week, I like that. Bam. Ooh, I like that. Bam. So I like it. Keep them coming. They actually are starting to know what I like to wear, too. So that's impressive. Ursula, your thoughts on this in targeted ads, because I like it.
I find them annoying. And I've yet in my whole history of using social media and seeing targeted ads, I have yet to purchase anything based on an ad that I saw pop up on Facebook because I just talked about it. Or something related to it in the past couple of minutes. No.
I'm with you on that. I'm doing a bunch of gardening right now. So everything I look out on the internet is hoses and fertilizer and seeds and rakes and everything. Gee, are you serious? You click on those ads and you're like, yeah, light me up with that pair of shoes. Ooh, that's a good looking sweatshirt. Yeah. So I need that.
What have you purchased?
So real quick, so let me get this straight. You're doing a lot of gardening. That's your thing. And so lately, you've been getting a lot of stuff that are that's targeted towards gardening.
Yeah, because I talk about it with, Gabby and my family, et cetera. And this comes from my smartphone, by the way.
And so let me ask this. What if one day, today, tomorrow, the next, they send you something that you like, wow, I could use that for, would you be mad? Or would you say, I'm not buying that because it wasn't my idea?
Absolutely. I'm not buying that because I didn't need it until I saw the ad. And then my brain thought, I could totally use that, but I didn't even need it. So we're in this impulse purchase era. And I'm not jumping at every click for something that I find attractive.
You're a food snob. You're a food snob. And all of a sudden you're going to get 10 pounds of crab, a special for you for $19.99.
I'm not ordering crab on the internet.
No. This is an opportunity for you to go down and buy it yourself. Chef, quit trying to make. You can't lie like this for the sake of the story.
Oh, Ursula's lying too, then, because she says she's never bought anything with targeted ads.
I don't think he's lying, but obviously these targeted ads work. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing them.
They work on G.
Yeah, so we can blame him. Although I'm just looking at the last ad on Facebook. What does this say? It's salt and straw ice cream.
No, Ursula?
For me, I talk about ice cream. And then get this. Talks about the flowers mom really wants. Flower ice cream. Are you kidding me?
See, here's where they're messing up, Ursula, is they need to be targeting that ad to Mark and your sons, not to you.
Yeah,
you know what?
Remember?
Because you buy your own presents for Mother's Day.
Not only that, my sons and my husband don't do social media.
Hey, all I know is tonight at the Seahawks draft party that I'm hosting, I'm wearing a pair of shoes that came to me by way of targeted ads last week.
Oh.
Yeah. And they sharp. They clean.
Then we're going to keep getting them. Thanks, G.
Now, 11:30 is the show. Ursula, you want to tell everybody about 11:30?
I love how you do that. It's pretty slick.
You might not have a chair, but you got a show sheet, right?
Okay, coming up after Heather's newscast at 11:30.
Yeah.
More than 100 pieces of advice that I wish I'd known when I was younger. That's according to a 70-year-old. And Chef thinks some of them are brilliant. So we're going to share that as we round out our week here on the G and Ursula Show. Fresh Friday on the G and Ursula Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This day has flown by, but we still have a lot to talk about, including what advice do you have that's come to you hard-won? And there is a reason we're asking this. Right now, there's a list of advice that's gone viral now. It's from Kevin Kelly, who is the founder of Wired Magazine. And we want to talk about a couple of these things. And then I got to tell you, something just came through our G and Ursula Show Facebook page messaging. And I want to read part of it. And it's really, I think, important. But okay, so Kevin's now 70 years old. Here's a couple of these nuggets. First of all, about 99% of the time, the right time is right now. You agree, G?
Agree.
Here's another one. No one is as impressed with your possessions as you are.
Agree.
I love that.
Agree. Super agree.
I do too. Don't ever work for someone that you don't want to become. That's a little harder.
That's such a privilege take.
That's such a privilege take. Cultivate 12 people who love you because they are worth more than 12 million people who like you.
Say that again, Ursula.
Cultivate 12 people who love you. It's more important to have 12 people who really love you than 12 million followers, but they don't know you, they don't really care about you.
Oh, that's on the money. Yes.
And don't keep making the same mistakes. Try making new mistakes.
Agree.
I love this one. Two. Okay. Anything you say before the word but doesn't count.
Agree.
I disagree with that one.
No, it should be and. Get rid
and
of but.
And does not change it. It really doesn't.
Yes.
I'm sorry that I was mean
petty,
to you
chef.
Yesterday, Gabby. And you did this. That does not change it.
No.
Everyone knows what you're doing.
I think that one's too simplistic.
No.
Because there are some days that but is really important.
I'm sorry, Gabby, that I was mean and I did these things. But wait a minute. What's the but for?
Well, that's a poor example of it.
But is, yeah. I actually believe, but, I used to talk about this with my kids.
Yeah.
Substitute the word and get rid of but.
Okay, how about this one? If you stop to listen to a musician or a street performer for more than a minute, you owe them a dollar. Are you one of those that always puts money in the bucket? Or
no, I'm not.
Oh, I am.
Because I don't have cash on me. You know what I mean? No, I don't. I'm guilty of this. And the only time I'll make sure that I have cash on me is when you're getting ready to go to the airport and you know you're going to be doing the hotels and all that kind of stuff because you got to be my man. Thank you. Gotcha. There you go. Man. Appreciate you.
I don't understand how people just don't have at least a buck in their pocket or in their wallet. Okay.
I keep it a buck.
You do. Go ahead, Chef.
I want to share one that I think is just sage advice for everyone in life and especially on social media. You can't reason someone out of a notion that they didn't reason themselves into.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a kind of a losing battle, basically.
I know. I do it every day on the text line.
You know what, though? I'm going to disagree with that, too, though. How many times have you seen me actually engage with someone and they're like, oh, sometimes people just want to be heard.
That's very true.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah. Criticize in private, praise in public. That's actually a golden rule in business.
Good.
That is really, really good.
You learned that in military school. Yes.
Yeah, that is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Speak confidently as if you are right, but listen carefully as if you are wrong. I like that one, too.
I like that one. 360 text in. Years sober today, and the best advice I can give anyone is to live one day at a time, if not 1 hour at a time, and have a gratitude list of three things that you wake up to every day.
Perfect. And congratulations on your sobriety. That is huge.
Huge.
Okay, you will be judged in how well you treat those who can do nothing for you.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
You know how much I love that, Ursula.
Yes, I do. I do. A wise man said, before you speak, let your words pass through three gates. At the first gate, ask yourself, is it true? At the second gate, ask, is it necessary? And at the third gate, ask, Is it kind?
And then there's one gate that a lot of people that are going through. Does it make me money? Mm. That's a terrible gate.
Yeah, that cannot be your guiding force. It really cannot be your guiding force.
It's working for a lot of folks.
Well, there's a bunch of... in fact, we should do on our Facebook page, Chef, where I want everybody to sign up for service day on May 21st, please. We should post some of these and then encourage people, because I love hearing all of your words of wisdom. This may not be in the list right now, G, but I want to just say a reminder to all, do not be a bully. If you have a choice, don't be the bully, be the ally. And I say this because one of our listeners sent us a message after hearing our scenarios and talking about the twin sister marrying the other twin sister's bully in high school. And so this listener says, this is a message, and I hope it, by hearing me read back your words, it helps free you some. To my childhood bullies out there, today I take my voice back. You might not remember me, but you all in some way tortured me, punched me, intimidated me, humiliated me, and even stole from me. You may not know it, but for 37 years, your actions have made me less than a man. I have felt shame, been scared. I've had anxiety that has not only challenged my self-worth, but has required professional help. From as early as junior high through high school, each one of you has been a part of my life. Your constant bullying made my life as a young man incredibly difficult. But today I take my voice back. You are no longer controlling my life. You are no longer taking my strength. I am a father, a husband, and a provider. He goes on to say, I have risen. Hold on, I just lost it. I have risen from this. I'm done feeling this way. Today, I take my voice back. You are no longer in control of my life, my fears, or my shame. I'm done. Today, I'm a father, a husband, and a provider for my family. My bullies will not take this from me. Today, I'm taking a stand. I know. And wow. It's just a reminder of how damaging that can be at a very young age and how that can live with you for so long. So if there's anything we can do, even as adults right now, don't be the bully.
I don't, Ursula, did you say this before? Because when you said don't be the bully, be the ally, I don't remember hearing you say that before.
No, I just came up with it right now after reading his message.
Wow. That is powerful, Ursula. Like, no, seriously, don't be the bully, be the ally. I've never heard it said that way.
I think we can all do that, though.
100%. Your text message, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. It's generously. Oh, boy. What a fast, fresh Fridays it was today, Ursula. It's now time for those text messages, though. Ursula, what you got for us?
And we will start with one of our top stories. Pierce County Executive does not want the pride flag flown on government buildings. 253 says, I agree with both of you again. Government buildings should only fly the American flag. That way you eliminate any kind of controversy or any hurt feelings. You guys should change your name to the G and Ursula Common Sense Show.
Oh, now don't be sending compliments. We're getting, now you got to keep us on the toes, man. Let's see. The 206 says flag etiquette rules already dictate which flags can be flown alongside the U.S. flag. U.S. embassies across the world fly the pride flag. The White House has flown the pride flag. The pride flag has been hoisted in Olympia, Seattle, and small cities around the state. There has been no issue. Now, President Trump banned the pride flag at the White House and federal buildings. The thin blue line flag has not been flown in all those aforementioned locations because is controversial. Even Genesee County, Michigan, a county that went to Trump by 10 plus points, shut down a proposal to fly the thin blue line flag. Here's how I read this. Supporting gay Americans and citizens of Pierce County is now a no-go for Bruce Dammeyer and Republicans. The Tacoma News Tribune called Dammeyer's decision shameful.
When it comes to advice for life, Irene from Tacoma says, just because it's in your thoughts doesn't mean it needs to come out of your mouth. Oh, that's a good one.
Irene, I want you to know I'm really working on that. Allison in Bremerton says, never make assumptions. They rarely lead to good things.
Oh, another one on assumptions. 425 says, when you make an assumption, assume the best, not the worst. Does your wife never take out the garbage? Maybe it's because she's tired, not because she takes you for granted. Apply the assumption of best intentions to everyone, and you'll be a much happier person. And then actually ask people about their intentions. You'll be surprised.
Would you rather be attractive and dumb or genius and ugly? Cliff and Sammamish says, if I were dumb, I wouldn't know it, so I'd be happy. If I were genius, I know how ugly I was, and I'd be unhappy.
I'd love Cliff. Alaska Airlines lines pilots considering striking for the first time ever. 425 says, I had tickets to Cabo out of Seattle in early April for my nephew's wedding. Had to drive to Canada to get there. Oh, Alaska's compensation was 5,000 flyer miles. Seriously.
Yeah, that's not good. Sound Transit Fare Enforcement. 408 says, First Amendment of the Constitution. You are not required to provide ID unless being arrested by an actual police officer. It is not a loophole. It literally is a right protected by the Constitution.
I just want to know, I mean, what? Why not do what they do in Europe? And this is actually something suggested by one of our listeners. You remember, you know how they have those turnstiles? Like, you can't get through a certain area until you pay? Like, what's so hard about that? Could that be done?
I know tolls get their money. I know that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Brian in Yelm says, gee, your car tabs are paying the fees to ride Sound Transit. Just wait for when those tab fees go up.
Wait a minute.
That has to be approved by voters,
though. What's the date today? Oh, my goodness. I got to get that paid because as of May 1st, my car tabs will be expired. And do you know how much I got to pay for this truck?
That's on you. No. You got an expensive truck.
Mine were like $85, Jay.
You know what, Chef? I deserve that dig. Yeah, I deserve that. Ursula, let's get to those words to live by, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
And I just want to thank the listener again who shared his heart about being bullied. And I'm going to share a couple of quotes for those of you who've dealt with bullies. Ignore the people who are always talking behind your back, because that's where they belong, behind you. And then... insecure people only eclipse your sun because they're jealous of your daylight and tired of their dark, starless nights. If you have a choice, always be the ally, not the bully.
Be awesome, Tracy. Love you.
Love you both.
I just want to say we've had the pleasure of working with so many amazing people in this building.
True.
And Tracy Taylor, she's truly, truly special lady. So I'm going to miss seeing her on TV every day.
100%. We'll all miss her.
All right. I was afraid to say it. But this 5-day, this week that we just had on the G and Ursula show, go ahead and say it, Ursula.
I know you're going to say it's the best ever, your favorite week ever since we started doing the show.
That's exactly what I was going to say. 5 days in a row.
I know.
5 days in a row.
After a really lousy Friday last Friday, I was like, that might be the worst. Thank God for the comeback.
Yeah, it's a good comeback. Hey, thanks, Ursula. Good stuff.
Thank you so much. Of course, the Dory Monson Show is coming up next. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend and stay safe.
Nick, what you got, bro?
It really can be tough to see what kind of personality a dog has sometimes. I've seen some big dogs with labs, retrievers, be the biggest teddy bears in the world. But I've also seen some tiny dogs try to nip me in the leg as well. But today, this squad seemed to show its true colors, hearing from Medved for the first time and then... saying goodbye to Tracy Taylor, tearing up a bit, acting like little hound dogs.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I don't know what you've been eating in the mornings, G, but breaking your chair, crying at 10 in the morning, geez, Amazon's going to be finding out you need a new chair pretty soon. But I'm not bullying you, I kid. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Good stuff. Hey, and Chef, thank you for what you do. I don't think I forgot that. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that, and be good.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.
Yeah, you ain't have a quarter, but then you ain't no friend of mine.
rock and roll.